together because we are looking to hear a mighty word from God on this wonderful working Wednesday. I'm going to move out of the way now and go ahead and bring our host and the mighty woman of God who God has really just really allowed to pour into our lives, Pastor Vanessa. I want to ask you to please come on up. Are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you this morning, Minister Kathy?
Fantastic. Praise the Lord.
All right, on this wonderful working Wednesday, I love that. We welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call. We praise God for you pressing forward early this morning to be on this call where with one voice, one heart, one mind, we are celebrating Jesus Christ. It's all about the Master on this call. So warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. We praise God for a place, for a platform, for a posture where God's name is lifted up, and we know that he does hear and answer our prayers and our petitions. So honored that almost over a year ago, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself started this journey to allow God's people to come together and hear, thus saith the Word of God on the TMC, the Master's Call. And we're so excited that you have chosen today on this wonderful Wednesday to be a part of this call. The mission that the Lord gave us for this journey when we began our pilgrimage back on October 25th of 2010 was to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And each and every time we convene, each and every time we come together, we desire to enrich your lives just through the spoken word of God and for it to be enhanced, to add on so that you see the possibilities. You have the heart and the mind and the will to say, I'm going to keep on keeping on. I'm going to go on even further in Christ. And because we are speaking God's word, it's anointed, appointed, and assigned to empower your life as you go out and empower others as his minister in the marketplace. And the foundational scripture that the Lord has given us can be found in Psalms 88:13. The 13th verse of Psalms 88 says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So we cry out, we shout out, we exalt, magnify, and lift up the name of Jesus each and every morning on this call. And we are again humbled and honored that you have chosen to be a part of this journey. We do have a website that we always, every day and every Monday through Friday, invite you to go and visit. And our website that has a chronicle of all the messages where you can take a praise break, a word break, a fill me up, stir me up, and let me go on in God break can be found at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we encourage you to share that website with others, be that mouthpiece in the marketplace to let others know that there is a place that glorifies the Lord with his spoken word. And another mandate that we know is placed on us is to take the prayer requests of the body of Christ, to take the prayer requests of our TMC family, to take the prayer requests of our Artists International family. And our email address where you can send all your prayer requests is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. There we will receive your prayer requests. We write them down. We have a team of prayer warriors who truly bathe those prayer requests in prayer each and every day, knowing that it's the word of God. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke, and we have watched God show up and show out in the lives of those we have petitioned as we stand in the gap and make up the hedge, and as I love to say, bombard heaven with the word. And we have watched as the word of God goes up, the miracles and the breakthroughs have been coming down. So we thank you for the opportunity to pray. We are always inviting those who have a heart to pray to be a part of our prayer warriors team. We're not an elitist group. We're just an honor group who has decided that that's our posture and our assignment to pray for others. And so please send us your prayer requests, send us your praise reports, and also just let us know that you're out there. The thread, and we were so honored and excited here in Big D in Dallas. Our founder, our papa, Daddy Dez, Davey Alden, was here in Dallas, and he's on a tour. We're encouraging you to go to your back office. We were blessed with his presence and his words of wisdom and where the vision came from that started over 22 years ago with Artists International, which is the reason for this call. It was birthed out of having a place to pray for this company. So we're asking that you visit your back office and you avail yourself, artist distributors, to what's going on in our company, the I Am Artist Tour that's going from city to city to lift up those who are on the road, lift up the leadership of artists with the wisdom of God, and to pray for our platinums who reach the highest plateau, and to pray for all of them all the way down to the advisor who joined last night, that this call is about lifting them up in prayer. So we encourage you to go to your back office, avail yourself to the products, be a product of the product. We know we've got the best products around. And for those of you who are not a part of Artists, we encourage you to check us out and get back with the person who invited you so you can find out what all the excitement is all about. So at this time, we're going to ask our prayer general, who has been doing such an awesome job since we began this call, to come to the line and open us up with a word of prayer so we can get the man of God up to bless us. I tell you, if you missed yesterday, you missed an off-the-hook treat. And so, Minister Amber, if you'll come now and give us our opening prayer, we'll get Pastor Chuck right up to minister the word of God.
Amen, amen. We sure do want that next word that God downloaded to the man of God. So we thank God, and we're going to go to the throne of grace boldly in the time of need. God, you said in your word in Lamentations, God, 3:22, because of your great love for us, we are not consumed, and your compassion never fails, Father. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. And so, God, we just thank you for another day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And God, we thank you for your faithfulness unto us, God, just allowing us, Father God, to see another day that each and every one of us was able to arise and shine and give God the glory. And God, we know that we stand in the volume of the book that was written for us for this Wednesday, Father God, that you have already done before the foundations of the world. And so we come to you humbling ourselves and ready for the word of God. God, we thank you for Artists International and everyone that's connected from the Diaz de Leon family, Father God, to the newest advisor, God. We thank you, Father God, for each and every person that's on this TMC call, Father God, from whether they started in October or if this is their first day online. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, and that you continue to bless and have your way in their lives. Now, Father God, we bind the hand of the enemy. We come against any every diabolical assignment. We veto, counsel his assignment. We draw the bloodline between us and the enemy and the rear guard behind us. We pull down every stronghold, cast down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, against this call. Now, we put a demand on the anointing and shift the atmosphere to be conducive to the Holy Spirit and the man of God. We thank you for the man of God, that you will continue to have your way in his life. Download him blueprints of the things that you have, not only for this call, but for the people of God. The apostolic and prophetic anointing, Father God, let it surge upon him. God, we know that the word will come like rivers of living water, because the word of God is burden removing, yoke destroying power. So ask that the fire of the Holy Ghost supernaturally do what he has done in this man of God. God, so we bless you. We thank you. We bind everything in the airways and the frequencies and the cell phones and the phone lines, Father God, that you can have clear airways and access, because we have access to you. We thank you, we praise you, and we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name, it is so. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen. Well, I tell you, with that prayer, setting up the heavens, we now are going to bring on our speaker. He blessed our hearts so yesterday. We just love and adore you, Pastor Chuck. He's the senior pastor of Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center there in Metairie, Louisiana, right outside of New Orleans. And he truly is an awesome husband, father, author of The Death of a Desperate Woman, a musician, a psalmist. But I love to prophetically speak how he is such a cutting-edge man of God. He's setting a new trend, a contemporary word that we all can relate to. And I tell you, we were so blessed yesterday, and we're looking forward to soaring higher today. So, Pastor Chuck, the floor is yours. Bless us, bless us, bless us with the word this morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. V, for this opportunity to share, and little General Amber for that powerful prayer this morning. God bless you. And to all of the people of God who are on this line, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You can never hear enough word. But it's important, just as important as hearing, to make sure that we do what the word instructs for us to do. Other than that, we're spinning our wheels, and we won't have the benefits of an executed word. Only when you execute the word does it benefit your life. On yesterday, we were talking about favor and the favor experience. One thing I mentioned on yesterday was talking about the steps and how there's power in the steps that you take toward your destiny. Today, I want to just pick up on that concept from this subject, maximizing your steps. That's what I want to share, maximizing your steps. Psalms 37, verse 23 through 26, and then I read another scripture. Psalms 37, verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholded him with his right hand. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah, the word of the Lord came, arise, go to Nineveh. But Jonah, verse 3 says, rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Again, I want to minister this morning on maximizing your steps. Understand this, that you don't just go from one place to another without taking steps to get there. You don't just go from one level to another without taking steps. You can't go from one stage of success to the next without taking steps. So if we're going to maximize our lives, then we must be willing to maximize our steps. I believe firmly in John 10 and 10, where Jesus declares that the thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have that more abundantly. That is to say that we should live life to the max. And in other words, I don't have to be saved and broke. I don't have to be saved and struggling. I don't have to be saved and down. I don't have to be saved and depressed. I don't have to be saved and jacked up. Because while the devil is trying to steal from me and destroy me, Jesus says, look, I've not just come for you to have eternal life, but while you have eternal life, I also want you to have a life of abundance. And that's not just physical or materialistic abundance. It's talking holistically, that I'm supposed to have abundant thinking, abundant health, abundant finances, abundant peace and wonderful relationships. So make sure that you understand that God wants you to live the maximized life. And in order to maximize your life, you're going to have to maximize your steps. In the two scriptures that we read, we see a direct contrast of routes taken to destiny. Both men end up at their intended destinations. However, one maximizes his steps, while the other has to go through hell just to arrive at his place of purpose. One man, the good man, the righteous man, he allows his steps to be ordered or established by God. The other man hears what God has to say, but because he doesn't like the path, hear that, he doesn't like the path, he tries to establish his own way. One man, the righteous man, is held up by God to the point that nothing can destroy him. The other man, Jonah, gets in a place where he may or may not make it. One man is not forsaken. The other man winds up in a filthy place. All because one chooses to maximize his steps. It was interesting, we read that in Jonah chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. Then it says, but Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, but Jonah fled. Have you ever noticed that there are some people who will take God at his word? They'll try to live fervently out the principles of the word and seem to just be making progress every time you turn around. One week they're getting healed. The next week they're getting blessed. One day they get in a car. The next day they get in a house. One day they're getting promoted. The next day they're getting married. They just seem to always be found walking in the favor of God. But then there are those of us who have to go through hell and high water just to get blessed. They have to go through all kinds of changes just to find peace. They have to deal with all kinds of issues just to find relief, all because they have not yet learned to maximize their steps. The psalmist lets us know that the good or the righteous man's steps are ordered or established by God. Every step that that person takes, every step is sealed with destiny. Every move that that person makes is filled with one mission, to arrive at my destination. Yes, to reach my goals, to experience the success I've been praying for. Here's what you're going to do if you're going to maximize your steps. First of all, you have to find out. Here's number one, find out where you want to end up. Find out where you want to end up. Have you ever parked your car in a huge parking lot and went into shop and came out to see your car, but you couldn't remember where you parked your car? That just happened to me the other day. I was in Walmart, and I just had so much on my mind. I was dealing with, you know, just thinking, and I went in and didn't pay attention to where I parked. And I came out the opposite side of where my car was. What I had to do was I had to look for my car. I had to get a fix on where my car was. In life, I need you to understand that you have to find out your purpose. You have to see exactly where it is that you should be and get there. It's wasteful to leave a store with no understanding of a final destination. You can spend the whole night walking around in circles because you didn't try to locate your car. And I want you to hear this, what God has given me, man. Many people are just walking around hoping that they just happen to walk into success. They're hoping to just walk into a miracle, walk into accomplishment. They're just wishing, you know, I hope I get triumph and I hope I get victory out of this. But in Philippians chapter 3, Paul declares this. He says, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark. There is a mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There is a mark. He said, I'm not just pressing. I'm not just pushing. I'm pressing towards something. It is imperative that you set a goal so that you know which direction you got to go in. There's a story I heard a few years back, describes an FBI agent who was traveling through a town known for great hunters. This agent himself has received many awards for his marksmanship. He could shoot like a sniper. But as he traveled through this particular town, he noticed a gun range. And he went to the range and noticed all of these targets that had holes through the bullseyes. Unimpressed, he went to the owner of the range and said, "Man, I need to meet the person who did this." And the owner set up a meeting between the FBI agent and the man who had scored all of those bullseyes. And I mean, he shot up everything. Upon meeting the man, the agent asked how it was that he was able to be so proficient in the shooting. The man replied, "Easy. I just shoot something and go draw a bullseye around the hole." See, that's not how God wants our success to come. He wants for our success to come on purpose, not by accident. He wants us for us to say that we're going somewhere so that when we get there, people know that's what we were aiming for all along. You got to make sure you know exactly where you're going. Number two, set your direction based on your goals. Set your direction based on your goals. Once I found the car, I set my goals towards reaching it. I had to take steps in the direction of my goals. Let me ask this question. How often do we take steps, but only take steps that will bring us in another direction? If you could just use your imagination, imagine one person in front of us looking at a wall. He's looking at a particular wall on the left side, but he's walking to the right. He knows where he's trying to reach. He's trying to go to the left, but he's walking towards the right. I saw many other cars in the parking lot, but I was only trying to reach one of them. There were hundreds, perhaps thousands of cars in the area, but the key that I possessed would only work in one of them. My car keys would not unlock any other car door. It would not start any other engine. It was designed to fit only one car, so I had to be sure to find my car. Stop trying to do things that you are not purposed to do. The gifts and talents that God has placed inside of you can only serve one purpose, yet many of us are trying to do everything else. And when you find out that it's not working, you still go to another car, another person's goal, another person's dream. It's like you're hot-wiring cars. Yeah, man, listen, your gift will make room for you. If you're trying to master and perfect someone else's gift, don't expect rooms to be open for you. Your gift is the only thing. Your gift is the only thing that will make room for you. Watch this. Once I found my car, I started walking towards it. I didn't go over to my right because my car wasn't over there. I didn't go to my left because it wasn't over there. I set my sights on my goal and proceeded to take steps towards it. I began to take the steps that would bring me to the place of my final destination, which was my car. I know this is a very simplistic example, but I wanted to make sure that the word came across with clarity. I did not look at my car and go in the opposite direction of it. Some people see where they want to end up in life, but their actions say something different. They say they want to end up prosperous, but their actions say they want to stay broke. They say that they want to lose weight, but their actions say otherwise. They say that they want to have a deeper relationship with God, but their actions say that they want to remain carnal. Get this in your spirit. If what you're seeing and saying and doing are not lining up with each other, then you're headed towards disappointment. I'll say it again. If what you're seeing and saying and doing are not lining up with each other, then you're headed towards disappointment. Jonah heard the word of God. He saw where God wanted him to go, but he purposefully set off in another direction. It's a dangerous thing to know what you're supposed to be doing and not do it. Yeah, it's a dangerous thing to know where you're supposed to be working and don't work that, or where you're supposed to be living, but you don't live there. Get this in your spirit. Do not see one thing and head into a totally different direction. Do not hear the word of the Lord telling you to do a particular thing and then head out on an opposite course. It doesn't add up, and your life will be minimized rather than maximized. Here's number three. Acknowledge what steps you're willing to take. Acknowledge what steps you're willing to take. It was interesting to note that I wanted to get in my car so that I can get home, but I didn't just go from my store to the car. I had to take enough steps that would bring me to my car. Many of you are taking steps, but some of the steps are not enough. Looking at a house is not enough. Just driving the car is not enough. It's a step, but it's not enough. Hoping for promotion is not enough. Hoping to get back in health is not enough. You must do all that is required to reach your goal. When I ministered this in my church one night, I used the example. I had this guy, he's about 6'8", and there's this other young lady, she's about 4'11", and I had them stand on one side of the sanctuary and walk towards the other side. And as he was taking taken, for every one step that he took, she had to take three steps to catch up to his one. And so it took him a matter of, let's just say, 20 steps to get there to the other side. It took this young lady 60 steps to get to the other side. And I told her, I said, listen, one thing that you got to be willing to do is take all of the steps necessary for you. It may take him 20 steps. It may take you 60 steps. But as long as you're willing to take every step required for you to get there, then you will get your goal. Stop comparing yourself to other people who seem to be getting there faster, who seem to be getting their blessings quicker, who seem to be getting their life in order, and it seems like they're not, you know, it doesn't take them as long. Hey, I don't care how long it takes me to get there. I want to make sure that I get to my land of promise. Hallelujah. When I was walking towards my car, again, a simplistic example, every step that I took had purpose in it. Each step's purpose was to bring me closer to my goal of reaching the car. Each step's purpose was to bring me closer to my destiny. I need you to understand this, y'all. Every day I'm trying to take steps that will bring me closer to my arrival point. That's why I'm not discouraged, because I know that where I am today is closer to my destiny than I was on yesterday. I may not be there yet, but I'm getting closer. I may not be driving it yet, but I'm getting closer. I may not be living in it yet, but I'm getting closer. I may not be owning it yet, but I'm closer to it. When I move, I'm moving in purpose, and I'm moving on purpose. And everything I have, it has to relate to me being closer to my goal, or I'm abandoning it. If you're going to maximize your steps in life, then you got to make sure that each step is preceded in purpose. Now, watch this. Every person's steps are not ordered by God. It says the steps of a good man are ordered. Get it out of your mind that everyone is walking the path that God has set for them. That's simply not true. I would submit to you that everyone should be on the path, but only the individuals whose steps are ordered by God are those who are connected, those who are righteous, those who are in sync with what God is telling them. If you're not connected to God, then I can't even with conviction tell you how your situation is going to end up. Yeah, I know we quote, all things are working together for the good of them who love, we stop right there. All things work together for good. But I can only say that you're going to end up somewhere, and hopefully you'll find the right place. But when you're connected to God and you're connected to purpose and driven by your destiny, then every step that you take is surrounded by purpose. Here's the last thing. Number four, as I turn the phone, the call over, sync up with God. I heard Minister Amber talk about being in sync. Sync up with God. I have a smartphone, the cell phone that allows me to sync up with my computer. And when I plug my phone into my computer's USB port, a transfer occurs. Get this. I'm able to upload my information while at the same time downloading the information that's in my computer. What's important to realize is that if you're going to follow the established path that God has set for you, then you must be willing to be in sync with Him. You upload your request, and God downloads His instructions to you. It's not up to you to begin to question the instructions. It's your job to follow the instructions. You have to be in sync with God. And the thing about not being in sync with God and maximizing your step is the fact that you're going to mess up somebody else's destiny. Jonah goes on a ship that's headed somewhere else. He gives the impression that he belongs on his ship. It's not that the ship was going in the wrong direction, but Jonah was. Jonah had plugged his spirit into God. God downloaded instructions to get to Nineveh. Jonah decides to get on a ship with somebody who's not going in the direction that God told him to go in. Needless to say, the Lord allows a storm to overtake the ship to the point that they're in danger of losing their lives, all because Jonah was on that ship. Sometimes when we're going through some things, we need to see who's on board our ship. It may be that we need to throw them overboard, because as long as they're connected to me, I'm receiving the judgment of God because of them. If you don't want to line up with God's will for your life, that's fine. Just get off my ship. If you don't want to live right, that's fine. Just get off my ship. If you don't want to walk in your purpose, that's cool. Just get off my ship. If you don't want to talk faith or progress in life, I don't need you tearing down my ship. I don't need you sinking my ship. Don't bring me down with you because you're running from God. Don't take my ministry down because you don't want to serve. Look, man, get off the ship. Because I'm trying to maximize my life. The person who follows God's established steps has purchased insurance. God says, though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. God never promised that we won't fall. He just says, you ain't going to stay down. Come on, you got to maximize your steps. You got to maximize yourself. I'll pick this up on next week because we're right there at the time, and I want to make sure that I don't rush through this. God bless you. I pray that God has blessed you through this word and that you've received something on this morning. I love all of you, and I'm praying for you deeply. Be blessed.
Amen, amen. Wow, 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 Pastor Chuck, what a word, maximizing your steps. He gave us some awesome principles. Just quickly, he said, find out where you want to end up. Find out your purpose. Secondly, he said, set your direction based on your goals. Thirdly, acknowledge what steps you're willing to take. And I love willing to take. And we must do all that is required to get there to succeed. And then finally, fourth, he said, get in sync with God. We must be willing to be in sync with God and make sure everyone else around us is also in sync. Thank you for that awesome strategic word, full of meat, full of God's instructions. We appreciate you and speak back the virtue of God into you, Pastor Chuck. All right, Minister Kathy, in these last 2 minutes, please cover us in prayer and lift up our prayer requests. The floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, loud and clear.
Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this word that has come forth this morning to maximize our steps. Father, we just give you glory and honor for this mighty man of God. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to order his steps and cause him to continue to maximize his steps, Lord God, and what your doors that you're opening up for him. God, I bless you that the word that has come forth today will fall or have fallen on good ground, and not only will we be hearers of the word, but bless God, we will be doers of the word today. God, we give you praise and honor and glory for our prayer requests that are laid out before you, God, all of these that are in need of healing in their bodies. Lord God, you are Jehovah Rapha. We pray today, Lord God, that Michael Fisher, Pastor Fisher, would be completely healed in the name of Jesus from the stroke and the memory loss and all that he is encountering, Lord God. Edwina Kelly, David Gillette, Carol, Lord God, we're laying them on the altar before you. We're asking, God, that you would do the work that only you can do in their lives. We bless you because you alone are God, and there's nobody else like you nowhere. We give you glory and honor for this day, Lord God, and we thank you for all of these that are on our request. You know them name by name, one by one. Meet every need that they have. We thank you for it now in the matchless and wonderful name. We give you glory, and we give you praise. Thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Minister Kathy, for sealing that awesome word today, maximizing your steps, and definitely by covering our prayer request. We thank you so much because we take it so seriously to speak, thus saith the word of the Lord, over each and every prayer request. For each and every one of you on the line today, we appreciate you. We also thank our prayer general, Minister Amber, for opening us up with the word of prayer. And again, Minister Kathy, for spiritually seating each and every one of us. Pastor Chuck, we love you. We appreciate you. We look forward next week to you continuing in that vein and teaching us more about maximizing our steps. Now, as we leave this call, as we encourage you each and every day, it's your turn now to submit and to obey to the call of the Master on your life, going out now being his minister in the marketplace, his kingdom builder. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and we look forward to hearing your voice on the line tomorrow. Bye-bye.